Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another episode of Authority Engine Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated, as always, to helping you record, engage, and convert with your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. All right. Happy Tuesday morning, folks. I'm really excited because today, in continuing with a new little bit of a trend we're going to be having here, we're going to be doing more solo episodes. And so that's what I'm going to do today. We are going to dive into why podcasting is a powerhouse marketing tool for small businesses, for coaches, for consultants, for entrepreneurs, for authors, for experts and personality-based businesses. So if that's you, that's what we're going to cover today and why podcasting works so well as a marketing tool. And so we'll cover that. And before we do, though, as usual, I want to feature a podcast on today's show. And this is actually from a podcast I was just brought on for an interview last week. And I love the interview so much. I just really feel like that she's doing such a great job over there. I want to share it. Your Partner in Success Radio, which is yourpartnerinsuccessradio.com, by Denise Griffiths. And she brings on, she does it live. She streams it live using Blog Talk Radio. And then she also posts it up for download and all that syndication fun stuff. But she brings on really unique individuals in the business owning online space. Her actual skill set, she is a virtual assistant and online business managerial type. And so her podcast is all about helping those small business owners kind of see that success that they want, whether it be, you know, in theory and strategy or whether it be actual tactics and different things that they can do. So I really liked it. She's got a very, you know, kind of a soft, laid back, motherly voice. And so it's very soothing to me being on there as a guest, but I encourage you to check that out. It's a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed being on there and sharing what I had. So, okay, let's jump into it here. Why podcasting is a powerhouse marketing tool for small business owners. First off, I want to start by saying that podcasting is a marketing tool. It's a content marketing tool, not a business in and of itself. So that's one thing that I've been seeing a lot in the kind of podcast space. But what it allows you to do, just like any content marketing piece, is to give value to your audience before you expect it in return. Now, if you look to a lot of like the direct response marketers out there, a lot of the old school copywriters that did home mail, direct response, that kind of stuff, they found that if they mailed out the actual offer itself, it would get a response. It would get a certain response percentage. However, if they mailed out a offer for a free booklet or a free guide to show a prospect how to achieve X result or how to take the first step to X, that got a much higher return rate or much higher response rate. And then because they helped them with those first steps, then in the end, they ended up converting more sales in the long run. So it's the same concept here. And blogging allows us to do that as well as, or not blogging, podcasting allows us to do that, content marketing as a whole, whether it's podcasting, blogging, video, whatever, allows us to give value before expecting it in return. Now, another thing that I like about podcasting particularly, and that I've been hearing more and more from people that have come to us as clients, is that it's a lot easier than blogging once you get the hang of it. Because I don't know about you, like some people are good writers, some people are good speakers, some people are, everybody's got their own skill set. And for me, I'm naturally a decent writer. I can, put together a blog post or I can put together, a report or something. However, I freaking hate it. I absolutely loathe sitting down to write something out. And what I would much prefer to do is bullet point out the concepts and then talk about it, because it just comes a little bit more naturally to me that way. And that's a personal thing. But a lot of the people that have come to us wanting to help with getting their show going, they've felt the same way, that instead of, you know, spending that 10 hours or, you know, 8 to 10 hours on a really good blog post, actually going to get traction and get shared and get real traction for your business, not just fill a page with some words and then, you know, hope, cross your fingers for some SEO benefit. But with podcasting, you know, there's a little bit of planning involved in the episode. If you're doing an interview, you got to line up the guest, and you got to kind of come up with the concept of what you're going to be talking about. But then really it's about, you know, half hour to 45 minutes of recording that conversation. And depending on how much post-production you do, whether you do it yourself or not, you could be done right then. So there's a lot more, you know, for the individual, it's a better fit for a lot of people, as well as it can save a lot of time and effort if you do it correctly. So that's the first piece that I wanted to start out with, is that podcasting is a content marketing tool, not a business in itself. And that concept allows us to kind of use it as a marketing tool. And so I want you to keep that in mind as we go through here in the next little section, the main outcomes that podcasting can allow for you as a business, or can help you achieve for you, your business, your brand. So first off, and probably the most important perk of podcasting as a marketing tool, is the deep connections that you're able to build with your audience. We all know as business owners that the know, like, and trust factor when it comes to our customers and clients, or actually our leads turning into customers and clients, that know, like, and trust factor is absolutely paramount. People buy from people that they understand and that they know understand them. And podcasting allows you to do that. It also allows you to share and portray your personality, a little bit about who you are, so that people can connect with that, versus it's very difficult for people to connect with a brand. It's much more human to connect with an individual. So that's the number one kind of outcome here. And so much more powerful because, you know, people are taking you to the gym with them. They're listening in via their earbuds. You're literally talking into their ear, sharing advice from them. So, you know, once somebody does become to a place where they could use your product, service, you know, whatever it may be, who do you think is going to come top of mind? And that feeds into our next point, is that, and this isn't really talked about a whole lot in the podcast community, but one of the reasons why it's so powerful is when somebody comes to you as a lead, they're not necessarily always going to be in the right space to become a customer at that point. There's the good old-fashioned sales cycle, and people are not always in the right part of it for you to sell your service or product to them effectively in a way that's going to actually benefit them. So what podcasting allows you to do is to continue to offer value to that person, continue to build that deep connection and that relationship until that person comes to the point in the sales cycle where they're ready to purchase something from you. So they may, you know, and I get this all the time from people who sign up for our launch services or our production services. Hey, I've been listening to your show for 3 months now, 6 months now. I heard about you way back in January when I heard your interview on another podcast. I started listening to your stuff, and, you know, it's finally time for me to start my own podcast. So your audience is going to go through the same thing, is that sales cycle. And as a podcast, you can continue to offer value until somebody reaches that point in their decision-making and in their kind of progression of where they are to where they can purchase from you and become a customer for your product, service, business, whatever. The other kind of side benefit to that, and this is something that also is not really talked about very much, is what I call trickle-down referrals. So naturally, when somebody has been listening to you share advice and talk to them about a certain topic for a couple months, and they come to a point where, okay, it's time for me to move forward, I need to, you know, buy a product or service that's going to help me here, naturally, you're the first that comes to mind. However, when they have a conversation with a friend or an associate that's facing that same challenge and they're actively looking for a solution to their problem, you get those referrals from the people who listen to your show, whether or not they've actually used your products or services or become a customer or client. So that's kind of that trickle-down referral process, and that allows you to grow your show, to grow your audience, and to have those direct referrals, which are so much more powerful than somebody just finding you naturally, is coming referred from one of their, you know, friends. Or whether it's even if it's just somebody that they met in their industry, it's still so much more powerful. Okay, cool. So moving on to the next point, exposure to a new audience. If you do video, let's say, or if you do blogging, let's say, whatever kind of content marketing you do, or if you do other marketing like advertising, if you do events, if you do speaking, all of those are going to help you to reach a certain segment of the audience. And allowing yourself to have a platform or have a presence in various platforms is going to expose you to those new audiences. And podcasting is one of those platforms that allows you to expose yourself to a new audience. Obviously, there is a massive amount of people in iTunes and that are listening to podcasts these days. And it's much easier to build a following with iTunes, with a podcast from, you know, the easiest place to get podcast listeners is from other podcasts, you know, the groups that are already listening to other podcasts. So what I'm saying here is it exposes you and your brand to a brand new audience that would not have had the opportunity to be exposed to you, your material, or your offers had you, let's say, not done podcasting. So the second to last main outcome, there's a whole ton of them and I could talk all day, but I don't think any of us want that, is networking with influencers. So particularly with kind of online success, and this has really been the case with any sort of business, the connections that you're able to make in your industry and in your market will be extremely powerful and are such a leverage factor for your success. You know, nobody really gets successful alone. It doesn't happen very often. And when it does, it usually takes a heck of a lot more work. Whereas when somebody becomes part of a network and is well networked and has a lot of connections in an industry, they're able to leverage that so much more powerfully in a way that really helps everyone. So with podcasting, whether you're running an interview-based podcast or even a solo-based podcast, it allows you to have a better networking opportunity with other influencers in your market, whether they're experts, whether they've got an audience of their own, whether you want to bring them in to talk about a very specific topic. I'm sure you've heard this out there in other spaces, but in what other fashion could you, you know, shoot somebody an email and say, hey, I would just love if I could hop on the phone with you for 45 minutes and ask you some of the questions I've been dying to ask you. And I know you get these requests all the time, but if you could do that for free, that'd be great. Obviously, that's not going to get a very stellar response. Whereas if you can do that, it's the exact same pitch, but if you're doing it for a podcast to where you're helping promote them to your audience and giving them exposure to a new audience for their brand, obviously that's a win-win. So it allows you to kind of network with those influencers and really whoever you want to. It really comes down to who is it that you want to be able to make these connections with, and podcasting is a tool that allows you to do that. Now, the piece that this feeds into really nicely is positioning. How does the market see you? Are you an expert? Are you the reporter that's, you know, sharing information from the top dogs down to the audience? Or are you, you know, like the hometown boy makes good, quote unquote, to where, you know, I just lost 30 pounds and I want to help you do the same? There's so many different ways you can position yourself as a authority or as an expert or as a helper of some kind or a value giver. But with a podcast, it's very easy to make that extremely clear who you are, what you're there for, what your value is, how you're positioning yourself in the market, and particularly to help you stand out from other people. So, you know, if you think about your industry and your, you know, market niche, then what are the other people in your group or in your market doing to market themselves? You know, some of them might be doing podcasts, some of them might be doing blogging, maybe it's local events, maybe it's billboards for crying out loud. I have no idea. But if you can think about how podcasting can help you position yourself as different than everybody else, because you literally lead a group of listeners. It becomes a community that is listening to your content, that is following your advice, and you can use that to make sure that you're seen in your industry however you want to be. And obviously, that's got to fit with your personality, that's got to fit with your business and your offering, and that's got to fit with your audience. But it is a very easy tool to use to position yourself in a new space. Okay, folks, so that is kind of the big picture. And obviously, there's the audience growth side. There's a whole lot more to it when it comes to, you know, really exciting outcomes for podcasting as a marketing tool. But I want to keep this episode quick and dirty. So that's what I've got for today. And what I would love for you to check out is check out authorityengine.com/56. That's where the show notes for this episode are going to be. And I encourage you to leave a comment on that show notes page with, if you've already started a podcast, what podcasting has done for you personally and your business. And if you haven't started a podcast yet, just think about what it possibly could do. What could podcasting do? How could you use podcasting as a leverage and marketing tool to grow your business? What effect could it have? And, you know, maybe you've seen some other people do similar things with podcasting, or people do similar things with other mediums, and you plan to bring it to podcasting. So I encourage you to check that out, authorityengine.com/56. And I've also got to say that if you have been thinking about starting a podcast, you've been considering it, you know, your business is up and rolling, and you really want to grow that know, like, and trust factor. You want to grow that community feel for your audience and kind of build in that sales cycle value add from you, so that there's, you know, you've always got people that are in that funnel, if you will. You got those trickle down referrals, you're able to position yourself in your market, all that great stuff, then you can check out authorityengine.com/launch, and it'll show you our podcast power launch program, which is specifically designed to take you from concept to a fully operational podcast in 4 weeks. And it's a very easy, streamlined program that I've been creating for a while now, and I've helped over 70 people launch their podcasts and been having a great time with it. And if you're at that stage with your business, this could definitely be helpful for you. Okay, cool. So I hope you guys have really enjoyed this episode. I hope it's been really helpful and helped kind of position what podcasting can and should do for a business. And I want to thank you for listening. Remind everybody to go out, record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing. All right, see you back next Tuesday morning, folks.